Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today we start a new chapter, also related to the chapter on jihad in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like a sub chapter. Babu bayani jama'ati min ash-shuhada'i fi thawabil akhirati yughsaluna wa yusalla 'alayhim bi khilafil qatili fi harbil kuffar. The chapter on the explanation or the clarification of those who are martyrs in respect of the reward in the year after, and who are to be given ghusl and the janazah salah performed for them, as opposed to those who are killed while fighting the disbelievers. Now when it comes, this chapter is describing the different types of shaheeds that you get, the different types of shuhada that you get. Plural of shaheed is shuhada. Broadly speaking, there are two categories of shuhada. One is known as an ukhrawi shaheed. Ukhrawi shaheed means that in the year after, in the akhirat, he will be regarded as a shaheed. In this world, we'll treat this person as though he is not a shaheed. But in the akhirat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward him as though he is a shaheed. And then you get the second category is known as a dunyawi shaheed. That person who in this world also is regarded as a shaheed, and in the year after, Allah Pak will also regard this person, inshallah, as a shaheed. So these are the two different categories of shuhada. One is a person who is regarded as a dunyawi shaheed. In other words, we treat him as a shaheed also in this world. And in a year after, he will be treated as a shaheed. And then you will get an ukhrawi shaheed. A person only in the year after will be regarded as a shaheed, or will be regarded as a shaheed as far as the year after is concerned. So one is a person who will be regarded as a shaheed as far as this world is concerned, and the year after. And the second is only will be regarded as a shaheed as far as the year after is concerned. Now we might ask, why it is a distinguish, why are we distinguishing between the two types of shaheeds here, the two types of shuhada? The reason is that when a person, and this is important in this definition, is when a person is fighting the enemy, and whilst fighting the enemy he gets injured, and then he doesn't have the opportunity to receive, so he doesn't receive any type of medical treatment, or is unable to eat or drink anything, in that condition this person passes away, this person now is known as a dunyawi shaheed. We treat him as a shaheed in this world. In other words, this person, ghusl won't be given to him, janazah salah will be performed for him, and then this person will be buried. So when this person passes away in this condition, whilst fighting the enemy, in the battlefield he gets injured, there is no medication administered to him, because there is no opportunity for medication to be administered to him, nor does he have a chance to eat anything or drink anything, and in that condition this person passes away, then there is no ghusl for such a person. That person is buried in his same clothes that he became a shaheed in, but there will be janazah as far as the Hanafis are concerned, as far as we are concerned, the Hanafis, there will be janazah salah for this person, and he will be buried. As far as the Shafis are concerned, for this type of person, there is no ghusl also, and there is no janazah salah for this person. So both they don't do. They don't have ghusl and they don't have janazah salah. So this is known as a dunyawi shaheed. In this world, this person is treated as a shaheed. So there is no janazah salah for him. But as far as the Shafis are concerned, for us, there is no ghusl, but there will be janazah salah and he will be buried. Then you will get another, then you will get the other type of shuhada, as we will do in the various ahadith. You find that Allama Suyuti rahmatullahi has mentioned 38 people, 38 types of people that qualify as shaheeds. 35. So we know all the different types of sicknesses a person passes away, different type of ailments, or a person passes away while defending his property, then we'll find that this person also will be regarded as a shaheed. So this is the two different types of shuhada. One is the person that is regarded as a shaheed in the year after. So in that person, normal will be both ghusl and janazah salah. That person who qualifies as a dunyawi shaheed, in other words, in this world also, he's regarded as a shaheed. This person, there'll be no ghusl, but there'll be janazah salah, and this person will be buried thereafter. And that's the difference between the Shafi'i and ours. We will perform the janazah salah. The Shafi'i say, no, this person has become a shaheed in this world also, so therefore there is no janazah salah for him. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الشهداء خمسة المطعون والمبطون والغريق وصاحب الهدم والشهيد في سبيل الله. هذا أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه says رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said that the martyrs have five categories. The first is المطعون, that person who dies in a plague. person was a victim of a plague, this person is regarded as a shaheed. Yeah, he'll be regarded as a ukhrawi shaheed. In other words, in a year after, this person will be regarded as a shaheed. In this world, normal, we will put, we'll give this person ghusl, and janaza salah will be performed for him. Wal mabtunu, that person who passed away due to a stomach ailment. He may have colon cancer, or he may have some other stomach ailment that led to his death. This person will be regarded also as a shaheed. These four, the first four we'll do here, are regarded as ukhrawi shaheed. In other words, from the worldly point of view, we'll do a normal janaza salah, ghusl will be given to this person. But these first four categories here in this hadith will be regarded as ukhrawi. Janaza salah will take place, ghusl will take place. But in the year after, inshallah, this person will be raised up as a shaheed because of these ailments that he passed away. Wal ghariqu, the next is a person who drowned. That person also will be regarded as a shaheed. Wa sahibul hadmi, sahibul hadmi is a person who something has fallen upon him. Maybe one wall fell on him, or some heavy object fell on this person, and this person became shaheed. Recently we heard of an incident in Makkah Mukarramah where a crane fell on some people and they also passed away in that condition. So where something falls on a person and he passes away, this person becomes a shaheed. And the fifth category was shaheedu fi sabilillah, that person that is martyred in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This fifth category now is a person, as I mentioned, he passed away in such a condition where no treatment was meted out to him, he didn't eat or drink anything and he passed away. Now for this type of person, he is known as a dunyawi shaheed. Also in this world, there will be no ghusl for him and there will be only janaza salah for him. وعنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما تعدون الشهداء فيكم. Rasulullah sallallahu Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu is mentioning that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had asked Sahaba that what you consider to be shuhada from amongst you. قالوا يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من قتل في سبيل الله فهو شهيد. They replied, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that person who is killed, martyred in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that person is a shaheed. Person who's killed in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is a shaheed. Qala, then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him this. Now this, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioning this, is actually solace and consolation for us, showing us the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that a person passed away with some illness, and that illness is mentioned here and under these ahadiths, and this person is raised up on the day of Qiyamah with the shuhada. What a great consolation this is for a family. To lose a family member in a condition where he may have drowned, where some heavy object may have fallen on him, he may have a stomach illness, or the person may have passed away with a plague. It is a very sad occasion. But there's consolation for us all the time in the deen. The Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is informing us that this person is a shaheed. He has got a great, great, great reward in the year after. So here Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam now is telling Sahaba, because they had confined it from the answer. He had confined it only to that person that is killed in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, إِنَّ شُهَدَىٰ أُمَّتِي إِذَنْ لَقَلِيلٌ. If it is that only that category where a person is martyred in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, then the shuhada of my ummah will be very few. There will be very few people in my ummah that will become shaheed. Then Sahaba, look at Sahaba, فَقَالُوا فَمَنْ هُمْ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. They didn't start guessing and speculating. Immediately they said, Man hum ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Who are those people that become shaheed? Who are those people that will be categorized as shuhada? Qala, then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Qala man qutila fi sabilillahi fa huwa shaheedun. That person that is martyred in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is a shaheed. Wa man mata fi sabilillahi fa huwa shaheed. That person that is not killed, but that person now that passes away also whilst out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He wasn't killed, but he was out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he happened to pass away, he also is a shaheed. وَمَنْ مَاتَ فِي الطَّاعُونِ فَهُوَ شَهِيدٌ. That person that has passed away due to a plague, that person is also a shaheed. وَمَنْ مَاتَ فِي الْبَطَنِ فَهُوَ شَهِيدٌ. That person who passed away due to a stomach ailment is also a shaheed. وَالْغَرِيقُ شَهِيدٌ. That person who has drowned is also a shaheed. So from these ahadiths we learn something, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's clemency, Allah Pak's mercy is so vast and so kind. In a plague sometimes you'll find so many people passing away. But this is a favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a believer, a person that worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he dedicated himself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this world Allah Pak found so many excuses for him. Even upon his death, Allah Pak found such an excuse to raise this person up from amongst the shuhada. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also make us from amongst those that are shuhada. May Allah give us that desire also to ask for this death as a shaheed. Therefore, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu would make such a beautiful dua, such a comprehensive dua. He used to make this dua that Allahumma rzuqna shahadatan fi sabilik. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, grant us shahadat in your path. Waj'al mawtana fi baladi habibik. And O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make us pass away in the city of your Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In other words, cause us to pass away in Medina Sharif. So he's asking for both things in one. That cause us to become a martyr in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and also cause us to pass away in the city of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Pak had granted him both, that he had passed away, he was stabbed whilst in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whilst performing the salah, and he also had passed away in Medina Sharif. So a person makes dua for these things, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can make it possible. Nothing is difficult for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should always ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for these favors. May Allah give us the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.